Get that dick out, dude. It's time for Devil's Business.
Oh, dude, too far.
Here it is.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives to the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, Alcoholic, Aaron, Sofane, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
What's going on? What's up?
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
I had to get T to explain that to me.
It's cool.
We'll get you there.
This episode, we are doing the taking a joke too far / I'm way too close of a friend.
Yeah.
So everyone, this episode is going to have a story. Either I'm way too close to you.
We are right now.
I don't have one of those. I have 100 of
your
those.
Your balls are on my knee. That's a little too close.
But
just kidding.
Before we get going, we always like to start the show with our sponsor, My Favorite Sin.
Yeah.
About the promo. Nick, hit the promos for the week.
Yeah, Wednesday we help out the Armada guys at Rose Bar. On Thursdays we got Tongue and Groove. Every Thursday we love that. And then Fridays we're doing Cosmo Lava. Everybody came out last night.
That.
Well, that was a good time. Way to go, Dave.
Yeah, Midtown? What's it called?
Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. Go to MyFavoriteSin.com and get on the guest list for free until midnight. We'll be there and we'll most likely get you a shot of Fireball. T likes those. He has a little too many of them.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, and then, of course, Saturdays, we back in Tongue and Groove, and it's just the way to wrap up the week. It gets tiring, but it's
a lot of fun.
So if you go to MyFavoriteSin.com, I can get on the guest list for any night.
You
get
can get
free
in
entry.
Free.
And we got a bunch of discounted tickets for, like, bar crawls, electronic events. Halloween's right around the corner. I can't believe how close Halloween is.
Yeah. I know, right?
And awesome. We have to think about that crap. I'm not a girl, so. But anyway, yeah, check out our website, MyFavoriteSin.com. Get on the guest list.
Perfect.
Hang out.
Also, if you're not listening to this on our website, devilsbusiness.net, that's the official website. It's got all the blogs, videos,
yes, sir.
Postings.
Go join us there. Check it out. See what's going on and laugh at our silliness.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the episode. We're going to do – T's going to kick off the story. It's called the – what's that name? The Art of Boner Fighting. This is a taking a joke
that
in bar
very
story.
Accurate.
That doesn't leave too much to the imagination, or does it?
Nope, that's the joke.
Oh, no.
For a hot
– Tummy sticks?
No, that's a different story. We'll get into that one
D'Artagnan.
Later.
D'Artagnan! Avenge me!
So I was on a kick. I guess I'd watched a couple Bruce Lee movies. I was like, I need to learn a martial art. What's the martial art for me? Well, it just so happens that one of my good buddies was a Krav Maga instructor.
What is Krav Maga?
Krav Maga is a Middle Eastern military trained art, and literally it mostly consists of nut punches, like just straight up kicking the dick. But no, okay, so I get into Krav Maga. I'm having a good time. Here's the thing about Krav Maga is when you go in, there's literally three types of people that arrive at this, and I was being the obvious exception. I was like, I think like 16 or 17 at the time, but it's primarily filled with dudes that just want to have another thing to keep themselves in shape. Dykes.
Nice.
That's like, a hard D.
Just, and like,
nut
like,
punching.
Speaking of hard D.
Well, I would say like lesbians, but no, they were all like
bull
butch
dykes.
Haircut. Yeah. Like they looked
flannel
like
flannel wearing truck driver dykes.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Lots of gold earrings and denim shorts.
We're supposed to be wearing our Krav Maga gym shorts and shit, and they come in with their flannel cut off shirt.
Wait, this martial art comes with shorts?
Shorts or pants, depending on your preference.
Just like in the movies, you guys.
I'm already threatened by this martial art.
This is not a conventional martial art. Where
so I put on my traditional flip flops
and
fuck you up.
No, you put
it's
on.
It's not
your,
an Asian
you
martial
put on
art.
Your Adidas and your fucking game shorts.
Are we allowed to call
go,
it? Are,
go,
are we allowed? Do we call it martial arts if it's not in Asia? Because what's martial about it?
Oh, that yeah, well, I don't.
Mm. Okay. It's a fighting technique.
That's a good point.
Who's got a laptop on the table that we can Google? Never mind.
But yeah, that type. And then the third flavor, if you will, of people that show up, ex-rape victims. Now
which
this
is why you joined.
This is why this story is going to get fun. We have.
Wait, are we really laughing that hard about rape? That rape's not.
No,
funny.
It's not rape. It's the story that you feel like is coming upon you right now. Phrasing. Anyway, excuse me. So, that's like, and that's the primary one that you got to keep in mind is that there are plenty of ex-rape victims that take Krav Maga.
Understandably.
Yeah, no shit.
At this point, nut punching,
I'm in.
Wait, okay, never mind.
I shouldn't say this. Go on.
I really want to hear it now.
But if you've already been raped, like, lightning doesn't strike twice, right? Like, you don't get re-raped.
I don't. Look.
Is that too far?
Well, you know what? I mean, we did call it devil's business, statistically, and not like Hitler's business, which is slightly nicer.
And I decide, I see all these girls walking in, and I instantly, like any dude is thinking, because we think about sex, what is it, like every 7 seconds is the myth, or fact. We, I'm not going to divulge that, but either way, I instantly start thinking that, and my mind instantly jumps to something humorous, so I'm like, huh, wouldn't it be funny if I just got like a massive erection right now, in the middle of my Krav Maga class? But yeah, so I thought about it, but instantly I was like, you know what? No, not a good idea. This is, you know, I'm gonna make this.
I guess
somewhat
a boner right now.
Wait,
you were able to talk away from a boner?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't.
That's
even
adult
allow
logic
to get
right
to that
there.
Point.
Just hit you.
So I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So we start getting in the training, and it was like my body didn't stop. Like it went, because it has to go from this head to that head. And it was like, and no part of the process of it going down there did it stop. Or was I able to like stop the blood flow? So all of a sudden, I'm just like getting enraged. I'm like, whoa, no, not cool.
Bad boner.
Holy shit!
And you can't hit it to tell it to go.
And there's one of the exercises that we do is where we split up into two groups, essentially splitting the class in half, and we'll have one person laying down. And then everybody else with the pads that you, like, you know, kick on that they hold up. Everybody else with a pad laying on top of them. So you kind of have to, like, muscle your way up. And every like, few seconds, they'll kick somebody off because some people just aren't strong enough to get out from the pile. But essentially, because it's
an interesting technique.
You
take rape victims and put them in a very uncomfortable position.
And then you throw a 16-year-old kid in there with a boner?
I have a full rager. And I know that I have to stand up and run across the room real quick, because that's what you're supposed to do, is pop up, run across the room, run back, and then you grab a pad, and then you lay on top of one of your other
pros. It was all the men.
But by the last person gets off, I have to be popping up and bolting up.
But apparently you already popped up.
Yeah.
With a fucking rager.
The instructor's walking, doing like circles around the whole room, and nobody else is at the other end. So I wait for him to get behind me and just bolt it. And they probably had to have known someone was up because I was running with my hand in my pants. But by the time I turned around, it's flipped up in my waistband. As far as I'm concerned, nobody's the wiser. And now it's my turn. I got to grab a pad and I got to jump on top of somebody. Sure enough, person at the bottom of the pile, ex-rape victim.
So you got to jump face down on her?
I got to jump. If she's laying down, and I got to jump. I still have a pad, like the little kick pad, and I'm just supposed to like lay down. We're all laying down on top of them. Of course, they want me in the middle because I'm not the heaviest one. I'm not the lightest one.
You're the cutest one.
So I'm like, oh, great.
T just runs in. Dog pile.
You have to lay on top of this.
Oh, the boner flips out.
Wait, okay, hold on. When you say flips out,
okay, no, yeah. It's not like it's spazzing out.
Like, yeah, we found one.
So I'm led to believe that you had your fucking waistband up around trying to hide your dick,
right?
And then you jump in, and then did the waistband just go all the way down past balls? Or is your whole fucking junk?
Your dick out?
Here's the funny bit. With half of my dick was out of the pant that was covered by the shirt. So it slipped out the wrong way.
It went over the fence, not under it.
Yeah, exactly. It's still underneath the shirt, but it is a lot. There's a lot fewer layers between my dick and this ex-rape victim's butt.
It's made it through the first portal. Everyone has one more to enter deep space.
It's not quite a felony yet, but you're almost there. Jesus Christ.
Man, shit.
T's got to go around the neighborhood and fucking introduce himself as a registered
sex offender. You have to put a sign on your front yard and shit now.
T's like, fuck, I can't move by the school.
I have to drive a different way to work now.
With your windowless van?
Yeah.
What is that, like a size 14?
What are you, like a size 14?
So I get there, and it flips out. And you know what? She probably didn't even feel it, to be honest with you, because it wasn't running.
You're giving way too much information.
No. Because I was not bumping it against against the ass. I was propping my ass up to leave a sufficient amount
of space. You don't have to justify the non-rape.
I had a good 2 to 3 inches from my dick. There was a 2 to 3 inch space. I want to clarify that. So it's not rape.
It's not happening to this girl. You're fucking kidding me.
Oh my God. It's not a full on rape.
It's not full on rape if I'm 2 to 3 inches away from her.
Wait, hold on. So if you are 2 or 3 inches, you still can't touch her with your dick, then that's not a big dick.
No, I was.
They won't count that as rape.
No, although I'm not going to boast about it. I have a supremely average sized penis.
Supremely
it is between,
average.
It is between the 5.5-6 inch radius. Super
radius.
Average.
I'm like, radius?
See, T's
I've been measuring this shit.
No, T's been doing it wrong.
I see your problem.
T's supposed to measure the length. You don't wrap the tape around your dick. You do the long way.
I'm sorry. I'm the only one with a pancake dick. Jesus Christ.
Fucking a girl with a Coke can.
No, I've measured my dick.
It's 12 inches across.
It is a supremely average dick. What radius. I meant by 2.5 inches.
Did you cut it and count the rings?
Jesus Christ. I was 2 to 3 inches. Like I propped my ass in the air so that I wasn't laying directly on top of her.
So you're waiting for the next guy.
Right, you're presenting the goods.
Wait, so you're downward facing dog on top of this girl?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
With a hard on.
With your dick hanging out.
And she has been in a very tragic, unspeakable event that included a naked penis.
Wait, hold on. 6 months ago.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So like what I'm saying is, I'll dump button you in a minute. What I'm saying is, you know how they say to get over your fear, you have to face your fear?
Maybe
attempt rape and have her succeed.
Yeah, and you know what? My body was doing her that favor.
Yeah.
That wow. I did not, up here in my big boy head, I did not want to have happen. But in the little guy's head, he was fucking all about it.
He was like, we're going to get in there.
No, so I felt
like I can smell it. We're that close.
I feel so bad. And you know what? But I knew that there was that space. So I was like, you know what? I'm not in touch. But instantly, I feel like I should address the situation. And I don't want it to accidentally fall on top of her and her be like, oh no, flashback. So I was like,
so you're gonna tell her you have an erection?
You're
gonna
say, hey, here's my here's,
by the way,
sorry for the boner.
I've totally got a fucking hard on.
Just whisper it in her.
Here's
ear.
Where I'm super smart and show off my super brain talent right here. I say I go to her and I'm like, all right, how am I gonna explain this if I accidentally draw? So I'm like, I think my thumb is like dislocated on your butt.
Jesus Christ.
That was better?
Have you been working out?
Not quite
that's my pinky in your
not
sphincter.
Not quite a fluid
You're assuming she immediately notices something and then you have to give an excuse.
See, that's the thing. That's
and
right.
Your go-to was, I dislocated my thumb in your butt.
Why don't you just scream?
not in her butt, on her butt.
Why don't you just scream, hey, pay attention to your ass right now. Put all your focus in your ass.
I may as well, because her obvious reaction to that is, which, if you're listening,
on you.
She turns around and does a little fucking, hey guy.
God. Isn't that the point of the exercise?
What was your name again, by the way? Shit. I've never felt so horrible in my life, but when I was sitting over
you
an ex-rape victim with a fear erection.
Like a 16-year-old fucking
fear erection?
Dude, all right.
Like, oh my God.
Look, if fluffing gives you an erection that stays for more than 4 hours, you need to consult your sensei.
No, I did.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into the next story, which I'm going to tell a story. And I have labeled this one Home Bros. This is a story about my two former roommates, Adam and Drew the Stew. The reason I felt like bringing this story up and making sure the character – I've mentioned Drew the Stew a couple times on the podcast.
Yeah,
he is a character.
Quick backstory. Drew the Stew is a longtime friend of mine, known since high school. We were roommates for about 5.5 years, and we had a third roommate named Adam. And so we all kind of lived together at one point at Roswell. And the main reason I want to tell the story also is because next week is the Beer Fest episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
So Drew the Stew will be actually on that episode.
Be featured in this
episode. Unfortunately, Nick and Aaron will not be there for that one. But it will be a Beer Fest with Drew the Stew, and I'll be telling a bunch of Drew the Stew stories. So I'm going to bring this one up because he will not let me tell this in front of him. He will deny it. So it's an even better story because when I tell him that this story is being told, he's going to deny up and down. But this is a very true story that happened.
But he knows.
Yeah. Oh, he knows the truth. So one night, we're all getting ready. We lived in this little shitty apartment in Roswell, and we're getting ready to go out that night. I had like a date or something I had to go on to. But Drew gets home from work. Adam gets home from work. We're all just really kind of having a bro moment. We're just having a good time. We had a couple beers. We're like, yeah,
just
this
is growing out.
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, I gotta go. I'll be back in about an hour and a half. And we'll just rage all night. It'd be great. And so we're bouncing around having a great time. I take off. I come back an hour and a half later. The mood in the apartment, completely different.
It's gotten somber?
Really somber. Real quiet. You can
serious.
Hear a mouse fart. It like, was. So I walk past.
Dad smacked the girl at the dinner table again.
Right. Yeah. Everyone's shutting up and just trying to act like everything's cool.
Don't hit mommy. So
I don't notice immediately that there's an issue. I'm just like.
You can just sense it.
But I know when I left the apartment, it was almost a party. And then I come back and they're in their own rooms and they're not talking. And so I walk past Drew's door and go, hey, man. He goes, hey. And just goes back to clicking on his computer. Walking to Adam's room, he's clicking on his computer. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, hey. I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
I was like, what's going on? What's going on, guys? And Adam just had this like sigh. He looks at me and goes, something happened while you were gone. And all of a sudden, I noticed, and maybe it was.
I can't imagine what was going through your head at that moment.
Yeah, I'm like, did someone die? Like, that's what I'm thinking because it was so quiet.
Where's the body?
Right. And so I noticed. Drew's clicking on his keyboard kind of slowed a little bit. It wasn't as fast paced.
Like he's eavesdropping, like
right. And so
trying to play it off.
Right, click, click, click. And I go, "What happened?" And Adam goes, "Well, Drew and I kissed." And I was just like, "What?" So then. I hear this. Boom, 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 boom. Here comes Drew, pushes me out of the way, starts yelling at him. Goes, dude, we weren't going to tell that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And what makes it worse, doing it and keeping it a secret,
yeah, I know.
Or doing it
yeah,
so,
not wanting
to
tell
people?
I would put towards the secret itself.
Right. So Adam just kind of goes. He goes, dude. He was sweating me. I'm like, what? I just said, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
But it's like Adam.
He had to unload.
He panicked. He had a fear boner.
It's a very serious condition that you know, affects 0.03% of all male population, okay?
So, yeah, anyway,
oh, zero.
It's so, not in the medical journals yet, but it'll be there eventually.
So you got to keep submitting it. So Adam and Drew are now shouting at each other, and he's going, "No, you kiss me! No, you kiss me! No, you kiss me!" I'm like, "Wait, stop! I'm still in the room. What the hell are y'all talking about?" Like,
all
who,
I know is
you
two
kiss.
You two fucks kiss each other?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going? What happens when I'm not here? Right. So then,
do I need to wash my sheets?
It seems like they broke up really fast.
Yeah. It was a quick breakdown. Yeah. So then,
sucks. I hate to see love fall apart like that.
I look. They get quiet, and then they look over at me. And then Adam goes, we recorded it.
What? I'm sorry.
I was like,
okay, so, that's good. So they can remember their love. Yeah. What was I so sad about?
Which also makes it premeditated. So
right,
what's
exactly.
going on there?
I'm like, you recorded it. What do you mean you recorded it?
Well, and if you're going to kiss your bro, actually, right. I'm seeing the logic here. We've had a few.
So Drew starts protesting. He goes, no, we didn't record it. I thought you said you deleted it. He goes, I didn't delete it yet.
Oh my
so
God.
We did record it.
So
he's having a real problem keeping his story straight.
What happened was Adam worked for a production company, and he used to do a lot of film editing, stuff like that. He had his boss's camera home, and we were going to shoot like a short or something funny, you know, that later that night. So he was already getting the camera out and messing with it, make sure it was working properly. And the first thing he did was, he put it on a tripod in his room, and the only place to sit in his room is the bed. So he put it at the end of the bed. It's already set up like a porn shoot. And it's like, they didn't even mean to, but he set up like a porn shot. And he's working on the camera, and Drew comes in, and they're working on focusing, white balancing, all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so Drew sits
right. Yeah. Hey, sit now, there and let me do the colors.
Right.
Because they're both white. Right. And they need.
So
oh,
they. See, I always thought white balancing was another phrase for affirmative action. It's a little white balancing. So anyway, he's sitting down. He's getting the camera set up, and he's working on it. And Drew comes in and sits down. And there's
a lovingly
game,
at the foot of the bed.
There's a game that started playing. I'm going to explain this to explain the rest of the story called Gay Chicken. And every guy, bro, for the most part, has played this stupid game. And this is where
I do not participate in that game, and I protested it since it came into my circle of friends.
You participate when we do it too.
Just trying to avoid being raped.
Shut up.
Quick
summation on what Gay Chicken is. It is exactly what it sounds like. One guy makes a quasi advance on the other guy, and then the guy has to one up that, and you keep one upping each
but
other
no
until,
one ever
until someone freaks out and goes, it's just too gay for them. And the other guy, the more gay guy, or more comfortable.
Yes, the winner.
The quote-unquote winner of the game.
The gayest.
Yeah, you were just more gay or comfortable in your sexuality. I mean, there's no real winner, so it's just awkward for everyone around you.
There's no winner. What's more especially awkward, the third guy, who's usually me, yeah. while two so, guys are playing this
right,
game.
Right, you're doing that. The main idea of the game is to do it in front of people to make the other guy feel awkward, which really just makes yourself look more awkward.
It makes the third person feel awkward, but I'm telling you.
It really does.
These are my friends.
What's worse about this game is they start playing gay chicken alone. Like, this is, no
just
one is
two
there.
Two bros.
That's... Yeah, there's just two bros playing gay chicken. But they're doing it in front of a camera.
So they're just playing
sitting
gay.
Sitting on a bed. Okay.
Isn't it romantic?
Adam and Drew sit down on this bed.
Did Adam dim the lights?
Yeah, really. Turns on a little Frank Sinatra, and it's like, oh, it's fuck time.
Or should we go straight Paris Hilton sex tape style and turn on the fucking...
Black light.
Black light.
The night vision,
yeah. So Adam and Drew sit down in the frame, and it's framed around the bed, and they're just sitting down. And Drew's first instinct is to put his arm around Adam.
Why?
Because they're buddies, you guys.
Right.
Oh, they're just being drunk buddies right now?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Man,
I love you, bro.
But that's all it takes to start a game of gay chicken.
So then Adam puts his hand on Drew's knee. So then Drew puts his other hand on top of Adam's hand. So then Adam puts his
so
leg.
So the game is afoot. I mean, it's fucking
so
going straight
Adam's
to it.
Leg, yeah, they're off to the races.
Adam's leg goes over Drew's hand and leg. So then Drew throws his leg. So now they're in a full embrace. Okay? And they're staring at each other.
Looking longingly into one another's eyes.
So they're getting a little
volunteer
closer.
Volunteer twister.
They're getting a little closer. So then Drew puckers up. Then Adam puckers up. And they are literally like just. A spark
away.
Could jump between the two of them and kick off this gay moment.
I'm waiting for
it's
it.
It's electrifying.
So they are just a gnat's eyelash away from each other. And then all of a sudden you see them go, and they get the straight face, and they separate.
Wait, this is you watching the video afterwards?
Hold on. This is me watching the video, and then they separate. And then they both look at the camera. And they're like, and they see them scramble for the camera, right? And so
I love the guilt they immediately felt.
So yeah. So then
that
they start
is shame. The gayest part of
they
it
start
all,
yelling,
by the way.
Right, the guilt.
They start yelling at each other again, go, you kiss me. No, you kiss me. No, you kiss me. And I'm like, dude. I was like, Adam, you can slow it down to, like, frame by frame, right? So we can see who made the last
You're
one.
You're going to prove it.
Do a play-by-play.
I was like, we'll slow
go
it down.
Go to the tape.
And this is the funny part. All three of us are now huddled around this little computer monitor, staring at pictures of my friends about to kiss. Like it's, that's gay.
Let's
like,
slow someone, it down.
If someone walked back and to the left. Back and to the left. So if somebody walked in right now, they'd just see three guys huddled around.
guys huddled around a picture of two guys kissing.
Kissing, yeah. So so he slows it down, and literally, when it goes down to frame by frame, it honestly, you can't tell. It's like they just kissed each other. Like, it was a mutual move. They just click. And it was only, they were literally only touching lips for one frame, which is such a minisecond of anything. But they touched a second.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's it. It's there.
So it's so funny how quickly their gay brain registered.
Right. So they immediately react.
I might be gay.
So, and he goes, see, he kissed me, right? And then Adam's like, no, he kissed me, right? And I was like,
so obvious.
I was like, honestly, guys, this is inconclusive.
You guys kissed each other.
I was like, if the challenge flag was thrown, I can't reverse the
call. No, you got to go with the call on the field.
Yeah, the call on the field is y'all kissed each other. And
I'm in the booth. I see this.
So they start yelling back and forth at each other and stuff. And then Drew keeps going, I can't believe you told him because now he's going to tell everyone and just make fun of us and shit like that. And I go, and they're starting to get a little heated. I go, guys, calm down. I was like, let me tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do is.
Ladies.
How about I kiss both of you that way. Hold on. I kiss both of you. That way, we all have the same secret, right?
I like this. This is a good play.
And I swear to God, they both look at me and go, okay.
They didn't have like a quick like, sidebar
like,
first?
Like this was going to write kissing a guy. It's kissing another guy. Like, they're into it. So, and I can't believe they were like, okay. So then I go, all right, well, then who do I kiss first? Y'all rock paper, scissors for who I got to kiss first.
Oh, God.
Now I'm watching my two roommates rock, paper, scissors, and they're doing, you know, like on three.
One, two, three, shoot.
Yeah, and so they're arguing over like how to do the counts, and I'm watching my friends rock, paper, scissors for who gets to kiss me. And I go, and while they're doing it, I stop and go, guys, I'm not kissing either of you homos. I'm moving out.
Sometimes two wrongs make an oh so right.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's the homebrew story.
That's funny.
So let's go to Nick's next story. And I like that I use this I named your story "A Small Prick in My Ass." But Nick, you got
right
you got a too close to a friend story.
Okay, well, whenever we were you know, talking about this before, apparently I don't know what too close is or what too far is.
Yeah, someone has to tell you this.
He does it.
He needed help with taking a shot intramuscularly. Basically, you know, he needed me to put a needle in him for him to give him a boost. So I said, "Yeah, man, I'll totally do it." And Aaron objects immediately, and I'm like, dude, it's not a big deal. I'll
okay, just... look, they're sitting here talking about, hey, man, will you give me a shot in my ass? Come on, man, I would do like, it,
do
but I'm, hear, like, uncomfortable
you,
about
do you
it.
You hear yourself sometimes, guys?
You know, so I was like, hey, no, I don't, no,
I mean,
you guys.
I'm not shy to that shit. I don't care. I'm like, hell yeah, man, I'll give you a shot in the ass. No big deal. I'll take care of it. We go into my room and close the door.
Well,
that's a little suspect.
Look, the thing is, they didn't close the door at first, and I was like,
so we got high, and sometimes if you overthink things when you're high, it's not going to happen. You get too anxious or whatever and something. So I pull his pants down.
Wait, you had
you
assisted
did it for him?
Wait, you did. He
can't, I mean, I was, can't do that. I was, no?
He's a grown man that can pull his own pants down. Yeah, but see, now it's starting to sound a little Krav Maga over here.
I was trying to be helpful.
He did not expect that to cause a reaction. That's
it's
why
not like his dick and balls were out, man. I just pulled
so
his,
I just went and pulled
it's just
pants.
His ass.
Sorry, dude. It's a little rapey.
It's not gay. If I'm behind him.
I had my boner flipped up my waistband. I'm
our
cool.
Balls didn't touch. It was cool. Okay.
Downward facing dog.
So anyway, like I said, you know, sometimes if you get when you get high, you'll overthink things or whatever. And so
and you get rapey,
I don't hear any overthinking so far.
So far,
please.
It just sounds like you're like,
hold
I'm going to pull his pants down.
So, dude, take it, that's like,
underthinking.
Taking a shot, in the ass is not a big deal. So, and don't be scared.
Say it different than that.
How big is the load?
Well, actually,
he's
it was
taking
a,
in
how
the
many
ass.
CCs am I getting in my ass?
It was 2 cc's of B12 and a 2-inch needle. So it looks
well,
like a harpoon.
You're getting in there deep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah. So I have his ass on my face, and I'm on my knees.
Did it have to be in your face?
He has to kneel behind him, you know, like the nurses do.
and okay, look, I know this is too far, and fuck you guys, but, you know, he was a bro. I no big deal. So I have my hand on his ass because you got to stretch the skin tight to get the needle in. Okay, so as I'm about to push this, as I'm about
this is why
Christ.
He didn't want to tell this story. We had to coerce this.
Oh yeah,
right. He doesn't even know.
What? Anyway,
so you got to smooth out the ass, nice with your hands,
yes, stretch it out,
so you can get a good penetration with that needle.
Damn, good. Needle. So you know what I'm talking about. So you've been there before. Okay,
I'm
cool.
Aiming for this freckle.
So. Just before, like, I'm about to push the needle in his ass, he starts to jump a little bit. He starts bucking.
As one will.
And I would like to say from
was
the outside.
Was this his first time?
From the outside.
I can't
see
quit
them.
You.
I make sure I can't see them. But I do hear a little squeal, like, and hey. Yeah. And then I hear, keep still, faggot.
So basically what happened was he was
still stop squirming. Bite down on something if you have to.
Just let me stick this in your ass.
Oh my god.
Bury your face in this pillow.
Oh god.
So he bucks a couple times and I'm this is inherently really bad. I was chasing him around the room with his ass out and I'm trying to poke him in the butt with the needle.
So
he's hiding around the room. And then finally I was like, listen, bro, I can't do this today. You're too fucking high. You're overthinking it. Come back tomorrow before you get stoned.
Wait, he's the problem.
He is the problem.
You're chasing with a needle.
I'm trying to help somebody out. I'm doing a favor for a friend and he's being a pussy. Okay.
Oh, wait, Baron,
you're glaring at me like I don't get it, and I don't. I don't understand where it went too far. I was just being a nice person.
Jeez, you're a good bro, and if I ever need something stuck in my ass, I'll call you.
Come to me. But so I guess that was the more hilarity of it all because he did come over the next morning.
And you had to find it in his ass,
and he was a little hesitant at first. But I finally got it up in there good.
Got up in them guts.
Yeah. It's just deep.
And if you're listening, buddy, you know who you are. So.
All the way to the hilt.
All right, Aaron, you're going to wrap this up with the last story, which you wouldn't even let us know what the story was going
to
be.
Well, I'm really anxious.
Hold on. All right. And so we titled the story just Too Far?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell a story and really look. It's nothing like sticking anything in anyone's ass. we played a little practical joke at my work. And I wanted to ask you guys if this was maybe taking it just a little too far. But it all started a week ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, earlier this week. We were at work. And,
so this is a very recent story.
A very recent story. This happened this week. A friend of mine had sent one of the guys I work with had sent him over a link to this product on Amazon, and he was like, "Man, check out the reviews on this." And sometimes, man, products have hilarious
or
reviews.
Or the banana slicer or something like that.
Yeah, this was for this candy, and I'd never had this candy, but the reviews to this thing are hilarious, and they're all like 5 stars or 1 star. But they all are for the same fucking reason.
I love how they do that, though, on Amazon. Wait, nobody can be fair. It's got to either be the best fucking thing ever or it's like the shittiest
product.
But
that's part of the joke, right?
Of what they're saying. Because you've got the bad reviews where like, oh my God, I ate this and it was horrible. It was horrible what it did to me. You know, this one term I remember from the reviews was gastrointestinal Armageddon. I really like that. You know, and the thing is, it's completely consistent. And some people are like, man, I give it 5 stars because this shit is hilarious. You know, I couldn't stop farting for a week. And look,
this sounds like a product that I would like to buy.
Yeah, this guy's like, man, I was pretty much shitting Smuckers for 3 hours. but it apparently, the product, it doesn't affect everyone, safety. But it affects a lot of people, you know, but in different ways. Some people get really gassy, you know, and some people actually have diarrhea and cramping.
And this is a candy?
This is a candy.
Are you saying, is everyone that eats the candy going to either shit or fart themselves? Or there's some people that eat it and it's fine, they're cool?
There is a small percentage that were like, it didn't have any effect on me.
Is it like from Afghanistan or something?
Look,
cherry-flavored X-Lax?
I'll get a little more into it.
Do we have a way that we can put the link on the website?
Yes, absolutely. I'll put
check
the
out devilsbusiness.net. We'll have the link up there for you.
Yeah, I'll put up your reviews Monday morning. Perfect. I'll put it up Monday morning. So anyway, the thing is, man, there are like 1,000 of these reviews. Mm. Like, this is big time. Everyone is fucking agreeing.
Right.
And so as an aside, what we do at work, there's about 40 of us that work at this office that I'm at, and the girl at the front desk always puts this big bowl of candy out. She puts all sorts of candy out there.
Just being a nice girl.
She buys different stuff, and what happens is some of the people in the back, I feel like they abuse it. I'm not getting my fair share if any of you bastards are listening to me.
Get off my Twizzlers, motherfucker!
You know, you got to get
especially
it fast.
Especially on Jolly Rancher Day. Save some watermelons for this motherfucker.
At like 8 a.m., she'll
dump it in there. Likes peach.
And actually, I've got this Pavlov's dog thing. Whenever I hear the clinkling of the candy.
You go running out.
Yeah, I'm automatically out of my chair before I even know what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what I was working on. It's forgotten. Ling, dinner time.
You're taking a shit. You hop up and just waddle out.
Just go out there and grab myself some candy before these
shit and get
bastards
up.
Fucking come by and start scooping up handfuls of it. Well, anyway, so it didn't take long. My bitterness about, you know, after lunch wanting to go see if there's any, oh, my God, are any snack size 3 Musketeers left? Oh, please, Jesus. And there never are. There's, you know, like some just crap candies and, oh, great, a dirty candy corn. Yeah. Great. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, a half-eaten Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, I'm like, this is great. So we're reading the reviews and looking at the, and I was thinking about how bitter I was about this candy, and it just happened.
I could make 40 of you fuckers shit your pants.
So,
yeah, but then you have to be in an office with a shit-filled, fart-filled office. So,
hey, man.
Tomato, potato.
Small price pay for the smiting.
Yes, sir.
We order a 5-pound bag.
5-pound bag?
These motherfuckers are going to shit themselves, by God.
We order a 5-pound bag. And we have it, you know, I'm part of Amazon Prime. You should check it out.
Free 2-day shipping.
You owe me a dollar, Amazon. Where's my MP3 code?
So this is the beginning of the week. So you know it's going to be there very soon.
So Tuesday, I'm like, let's order this right away.
We'll have it Thursday.
We'll have it Thursday.
The smiting
will
begin.
Well, it came in late in the afternoon on Thursday. And so we...
So the bowl was empty. The trap was set.
So you want to hit it at the beginning of the day as everyone's coming in. Because some of them just grab a handful to take to their desk and snack on all day.
Right.
So
savages.
We go and we put the fucking... We fill the bowl with candy. And the thing is... You know, I tried a few pieces because I am morbid. like this. I don't know.
Wait, you've already admitted that you occasionally shit yourself anyway once a year.
Yeah, this was dangerous business.
So you're already playing.
I was. But I was playing it safe. Several of the reviews were like, hey, man, you know, drink or eat a drink. Eat two or three of these. You're okay. Maybe you'll break a little wind, but you're going to be fine. The number that most people seem to agree was somewhere at 15 to 20, and this one lady who was sick for 3 days because she got a 5-pound bag and ate a third of it in one sitting when she first got them.
How big are the candies?
What the fuck is this?
They're just little candies.
Like jelly beans? Because like, I could see
Are they wrapped?
No, they're more in the jelly bean family.
So you could just grab like 20.
Yes, they're unwrapped. Yeah, they're unwrapped.
So it's like a big bag of M&M's, but these fucking crazy jelly beans.
So the thing is, you know, people start coming in, scooping it up, and man, you know, I'd let a couple people in on it. Now, ironically, one was my boss, who was actually in on this whole thing. I went to him with it, and he was like, "I'm like, look, let's put the candy bowl to some productive use."
So you've just got a free pass to destroy these people.
He's sort of juvenile like me, and we didn't really think this through. And the thing is, man, once the people start eating, we're just pouring it in there. So by 11 a.m., we've put 2/3 of the 5-pound bag the bowl.
Oh, my God.
Now, you said you got them on Thursday. So was this Friday morning?
Yeah.
Wow. You're starting the day.
I'm sorry. For accuracy's sake, everyone. It actually came in first thing Thursday morning. We did this Thursday. We rolled out right away.
Right.
That's right, because Amazon's so snippy. Anyway, I got a package later that day that I confused. But anyway, so yeah, we did this Thursday. We should have probably would have been better on Friday, but God, we had so many people angry. So the thing is, my boss's son in on it, and he started in the afternoon pushing it too hard. And at this point, we're seeing people with symptoms. We're seeing someone with symptoms. And one of them was, there's a cute little girl that works in accounting. She probably weighs like 100 pounds, soaking wet. And I was coming around to get some ice out of the kitchen, and I heard her fart. And she's like, oh, my God. What is happening to me? And
my insides are melting.
She goes over to the accounting manager's office, and she's leaning in, and she's like, hey, girl, look, I'm just so gassy, and I've got cramps, and I can't stop farting. And I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, this is great. And the thing is, the candies themselves are fucking delicious little bastards.
That's the trap right there.
So you could just eat the fuck out of them. So
that's why I would have given a 3-star rating. I would have been fair. I said, candy was delicious. Did not care for the shitting afterwards.
Yes.
That's a fair rating.
Shitting
that
fire
is a fair
afterwards.
Rating.
Yeah.
And there's 980 some odd people who beat you to that review. So the thing is, more and more people started being affected, and pretty soon we only have 2 little bathrooms
for
30 of the people. And we got the security cameras up in our offices, me and Todd and some of the other guys, and you could just see them when they'll come around, walking fast, fast walk, and and just burning off some calories. I had lots of candy, and you're going to shit my pants. And so they're fast walking to the bathroom, but the thing is, the bathrooms are just they're just busy, busy, busy. Yeah, they're backing up, and people are starting to pace, and it's looking urgent.
Like, I will give you $300 if I can beat, if I can cut you in this line and get this shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And oh my God. Then my boss walks into my office. Now I had already started thinking like, holy shit, I'm gonna have to start answering phones.
Because everyone's a shitter.
I'm like, a lot of the staff. Luckily, the suspicion stopped about half the staff from indulging. They were like, wait, why are you pushing these? Because my boss's son moved them all the way to the back. I was like, here, and made a little sign that said, take some. Look, it's that bowl's been there for a year, it's got candy in it every day.
Why did you move it?
Why are you focusing on it?
Yeah, you made it seem suspicious. Right. And people are starting to get like, is something wrong with them? So I had to start walking to the back, and I would grab them, and I would eat one, and I'm counting. But I would eat one in front of them, you know, so they'd feel more comfortable about it. And
just selling it. I like
it. Yeah, but I'm counting. I'm like, okay, spread these out. And, man, I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, I started getting a little tight stomach, and I did get gassy. It was actually hilariously gassy. By the time it
comically gassy.
Can I have a couple? When it started hitting me, I was already at home. So I got to enjoy it by myself.
Right. You were in the green zone.
My wife was out of town. It's just me and the dog. And so I get to fart on him and watch him like do the that sleeping baby panda. when the panda sneezes. Come on. You guys have been on the internet.
The first video on the internet, we remember.
That was the first one?
Yeah, that was hit, Aaron.
I thought it was Video Killed the Radio Star.
That's MTV.
That was MTV.
You guys are so smart. So, speaking of smart, the thing is, my boss comes in. You guys, you should cuddle. I mean, we shouldn't encourage this. Here's the sounds of gay chicken, everyone. So my boss comes in. He's like, hey, man, look, there's a chance that I could have come into work today and already had been destined to be ill. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I've been in the bathrooms 3 times in the last 20 minutes.
Oh,
and I've got problems. I've got pain. This isn't funny. It hurts. And and I'm like, wait, bro.
You
were in on the joke. And he goes, 15. 15 is how many of them that will make you sick.
He did the research.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't funny. This feels terrible. I'm like, it's funny because we're supposed to be on the other side of the joke.
This is our joke.
You don't order a bear trap and then step in it before you take it into the woods just to make sure it's working right.
Oh, my God.
You go see if a bear steps in it. God. So, anyway, the reason is, and man, I want to go ahead and I'll put the link up on the website for everyone to go check out this candy. But I wanted to tell this story because the candy is Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
the ones that I've been eating. Well,
I just downed like a handful of them.
Yes, the ones you've been snacking on since you got here.
You know, I have to
eat an entire bowl.
I just farted. That's why you didn't want to tell us the story because you knew we were sitting. You're like, because you put it right there in the middle of the table. We're going to podcast anyway.
Yes, and I never said anything about it.
We were fucking thrown. And you know what? The first thing I did when I walked in, I saw you eat one. I was like, well, probably.
That's what I did. I made sure you were looking at me as I ate one.
I walked in and grabbed the bowl, walked outside.
We were throwing them in each other's mouths like little children.
Let me tell you something.
That was good.
I thought there was something suspicious about it because when I looked in the pantry, and I saw just like a Ziploc bag of them.
That's because I had to pull them out of a 5-pound sack,
baby. I was like, that's so weird that he would put these gummy bears over there.
But awesome because I'm actually about to shit my pants.
how long does it take before?
Oh, an hour or two.
We're about maybe.
I'm about to go see my family. All right.
What an asshole. Devil's business, and he fucking gives us the shit.
So too far.
Hey.
No. Very well. That's awesome. Well, that is awesome. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just wait for the revenge.
Hey, yeah. Guess what?
Now I'm not leaving.
It'll be in your bathroom. Yeah.
I'm gonna stay here for the next 3 days eating those.
I've got 3 bathrooms, and I shit before you got here.
I didn't say I was gonna shit in the bathroom. I'll hide one behind the couch, maybe.
I need to start putting puppy pads down.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have a story about going too far for a joke or being too close to somebody, send it to us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Also, with the submission line with going too far. And thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye. We'll be right back.
been a Zombie Werewolf production.